It's a beautiful day at the Sea Base, and we are on the fly. It's Tuesday, AirVenture 2026, so we are out here. It's a bit windy. It was a little rainy. There's a lot of waves. Shane Albers is the chairman of the base and is joining us. Shane, it's hectic out here today because there's a lot of things going on here.
There's a lot of fun going on down here at the Seaplane Base. We have Girl Ventures. They just showed up on site here. They're here every year, and it's such a wonderful program to be able to highlight not only the Seaplane Base, but women in aviation.
Yes.
And furthermore, tonight, brand new to the Seaplane Base, not a new event, is the Seaplane Association's Corn Roast. It was always held off-site, and, you know, Steve from the SPA reached out. He's like, hey, got an idea, and I said, well, let's go for it. Let's bring it down here to the Seaplane Base. So we're looking forward to hosting their event with them. And we're going to have kind of a second watermelon social, if you will, down here.
Yeah, right. Well, and speaking of the watermelon social, it's already sold out.
It sold out yesterday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We have never sold that event out that quick. So we're looking forward to it a few days away.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have some sunshine and not north winds.
Tell us about north winds. How does that affect the Seaplane Base?
Yeah, well, you know, beautiful shores of Lake Winnebago. I love this lake. Grew up with this lake. However, north winds for a long duration of time with how shallow the lake is, 21 feet deep at its deepest spot, we can go from flat water to 2-foot waves in the matter of a half hour. It's incredible how quick it kicks up. The way that our Seaplane Base is orientated, the aircraft have a hard time landing here at Willow Bay because of those waves. But we have a great alternative spot down at Warbird Island. So it's a reverse shape of our bay. So down there, the waters are calm. Here, they're a little rough.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's something you just never – we don't make the weather, right,
Shane? That's right. That's
so
right.
So we just work with what we get, and you have alternatives, which saves the day.
That's 100% correct, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about this year. What's been happening other than, of course, the corn roast has moved over here. What other things are exciting and new?
Well, the exciting things – well, yeah, let's jump into that. So the week started out a little slow. Normally we get our aircraft in over several days. However, due to the Canadian wildfire smoke, and then we had winds and storms to the north of us, that prevented a lot of incoming at that point as well. Everything showed up yesterday.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have 46 aircraft registered here at the Seaplane Base. We have two caravans out there. We have two beavers out there, numerous lakes, and everything else in between. And this year, we have a first-timer that showed up in a teal. The little flying boat.
A teal.
A teal, yes.
I'm not sure I know what that is.
Well, it looks a little bit like a lake amphibian, just a little bit smaller. So
okay.
He came in yesterday as well. So neat aircraft.
Is it a factory-built airplane? Or is
it could be factory or experimental.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So it's always neat for you guys when a new entry arrives.
That's right.
Has never been here before.
That's right. And, you know, the thing is we talk to so many first-time pilots coming in here throughout the year, and it never ceases to amaze me. Not only do we get the first-time pilot conversations, we also get our returning pilots year after year after year after year.
And volunteers.
And volunteers. Yes. Yeah, we have the best. I'll say it real quick. We have the best. Sorry, EAA volunteers. The best EAA volunteers right here on the Seabase.
Yeah, well, we're all volunteers.
That's correct.
AirVenture would not happen without the 5,000+ volunteers.
And, you know, so it's incredible the love that that these folks show to aviation, but to each individual family that they belong in. And it's so great to see these people year after year.
Yeah. Remind our listeners now why the Seaplane Base is so different from the main base.
Well, first off, we're EAA's best kept secret, and it's true. The thing is that while we want to be a secret, we also want to be found too.
Yeah.
This place down here, I always refer to concrete because it's relevant. We have a lot of guests over at the main field right now. They're walking around on the runways and the walkways and the asphalt, and there's concrete and steel buildings everywhere. I have three wooden buildings out here, And the most concrete I have is actually right out there in my lagoon holding those aircraft in place. It doesn't exist out here. You can listen to the wind. If you guys are hot next door, come on over. We have the breeze. You'll cool down. We have the beautiful shores of Lake Winnebago. Get to hear the waves splashing. And if you get a little warm, you can go in and go swimming.
You know, there's no palm trees here, but it has a very Caribbean feel.
Oh, very margarita-esque type yeah. feeling. Absolutely. Yes.
So when is happy hour again? Margaritaville. Yeah. Well, it does have that ambiance out here. And you do have events throughout the week for, number one, your volunteers, number two, people who are camping here, and people who are visiting the seaplane base. You have food vendors. You yep. have merchandise, which we're going to talk to Susan
yeah,
about a little later.
We'll talk to Suzanne after a while, yeah.
Yeah, and you've got some other vendors here that show up, it seems, every year. Some shirt vendors that are unique, some art.
Yes, absolutely. So one of our vendors, and we have several down here. We have SPA, Aeroset, Samaritan Aviation, and we have Wiley Art down here. And I'll talk a little bit about Emily real quick. Emily is a seaplane-based volunteer, but she's also a fantastic artist.
Okay.
And she has her own booth down here and has just wonderful one-off pieces, beautiful, beautiful paintings. You have Samaritan Aviation that flies humanitarian aid all over the world. We have Whip Air, who is our sponsor of the seaplane base. And then we have SPA, who is a great adversary for or advocate for seaplane flying. Yep. And then Aeroset, a provider of equipment for seaplane flying.
Yep. So and they are big supporters every year. And Steve and I are going to talk about the SPA's relationship with the EAA, which is really important. And some of the exciting things that we're doing there. You have a registration booth here, and some people may not know that they can come here first.
Oh, absolutely. Why? You'll come here, but you won't leave.
Yeah, they don't have to have their armband before they arrive at the seaplane base.
Correct.
Because all the EA stuff is right here. You can register. You can get your armbands. You can do all that right here at the sea base. You can make it your first stop.
That's correct. Yeah, you can get your armbands. You can renew your membership as you need to. And we'll let Suzanne talk about it, but I'll spoil it just a little bit. There are T-shirts down here that you can get nowhere else on the convention grounds except for right here at the seaplane base.
Right. Now, tell us what else is only available here at the seaplane base. I put you on the spot.
You did?
No. I mean, obviously, the ambiance is really what it is. This ambiance only exists here.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah. This ambiance. Yeah. And, you know, a little known fact about the seaplane base is it's private property. So for 51 weeks out of the year, this doesn't exist. What you see here is just open land on the beautiful shores of Lake Winnebago. EAA and the landowners have a fantastic relationship. Which allows EAA to use this land for this seaplane base, which was founded in 1949.
Wow, 1949.
Did the
Vetti family operate seaplanes in and out of here before EAA was involved?
It was actually Bill Brennan that
operated. Bill Brennan, yeah, the late Bill Brennan. From Nina, I believe, or Appleton.
Yes, yeah. Yep, and he was an air racer, and yes, it was a wonderful, wonderful person.
Well, Shane, I know how busy you are, and I know you have a lot of things going on. This is one of the busiest days, and, of course, we like to come out and celebrate with you.
Oh, definitely.
But we know you're busy, and so is there anything else you'd like to say before you run off and do the things you need to do?
You know, the one comment that I hear often is, where's the seaplane base? And then the next comment is, man, I've always wanted to come down, but I've never taken the time to.
Oh, yeah. How do they do that?
This is the time to do it. We have two bus pickup spots. One is in the bus park. The other one is down in South 40 and Vintage area. And you'll actually see down in Vintage, there's some seaplanes down there. Vintage and the seaplane base has a wonderful relationship where we park our amphibious aircraft in the Vintage rows, and it's wonderful. So jump on one of the buses. It's a $5 round trip, so it's one-time pay to and from the seaplane base. And when you get here, you can take a free pontoon boat tour along our flight line, quite honestly, in our mooring field. So if you've ever thought about it, if you heard about it and you want to experience it for yourself, come on down here to the Seaplane Base.
Yeah,
that's, it's well worth your trip.
That's awesome. And it looks like, you know, it looks like it's going to be a little windy, but the weather is improving for the rest of the week, and it's going to be a great time to come explore the Seaplane
Base. It is, yeah. The winds are going to shift here in the next day or so, which will liven up our seaplane traffic. And I'm expecting a lot more airplanes. The fact that we have 46, essentially by the end of yesterday, a little bit this morning, we're going to have a great year this year.
Oh, that's awesome. You also have a really great vendor out here, don't you?
We do. The Mile High Pub.
They can come hungry.
Oh, come hungry. The food is delicious.
Yeah, I remember I got some ribs from them one year, and they do a little special something every day, right?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
That's awesome. J-Mont G, we are on the fly at the Seaplane Base. It's Tuesday. We've got some exciting people to talk with and really fun stuff happening out here. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and get those folks on the radio.
Wonderful. Sounds great.
Thanks, Shane Albers, the chairman of the Seaplane Base. J-Mont G on the fly, and you're listening to EAA Radio.